Chana Yerushalmi corresponding to Erchin Bavli Daf Chav Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zainam at base on the fifth line, Milehan Drabonon. In fact, the Benagon takes out the first three words. So we start with the word Kahana Shal the Shmuel Le Mustaba Bahin Meduma, the Tanin Hacha, Sheruba Truma. Kahana asked Shmuel, is it not reasonable that the Meduma taught in our Mishnah that is exempt from Chale is when the majority is Truma? Amalei oif ana savakein ela kad tisoig la'avad yisol at shala. Shmuel answered, I also hold this way. However, when you ascend to yisol, ask this question. Kad salak la'acha shama rabbi yasa b'shem rabbi yochanan afilu sa'a achas shenafla shesei l'soich tishim v'teisha chulin. When Kahana ascended to yisol, he heard rabbi yasa say in the name of rabbi yochanan, even one sa'a of truma that fell into 99 of chulin, means even though midoraisa the truma is batel, Midrabanan is Meduma, it can exempt from Chala nowadays after the Chorban, which is Midrabanan. And Rabbi Abo, Kad Meshi Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Hasar, Poteres is Hakol. Rabbi Abo asked, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, does one Sar exempt everything? Reish Lakish holds, like Shmuel, that only a majority of Tumah exempts. Amalei, Vechi Igul, Beigulin, Davabari, Shah Tumah, Oile, Beyade, Rad Ammes, Davakalhu. Rabbi Yochanan said back, when a ring of Truma figs fell into a ring of Chulin figs, we remove one and give it to a Kohen, and the rest are permitted to non-Kohanim. Is it clear that the Truma came to his hand that we permit the rest, and you said that this is a leniency because nowadays Truma is a Drabonon? Afacha Kalhu, also here, is the leniency of Chala nowadays, which is Midrabonon. We take out the next few words in the gear. So Rabbi Yochanan, she said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Trehoin, B'shem, Rabbi Zeira, Afid Echitin, Lechitin, Teichin, Amate. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, both in the name of Rabbi Zeira, said that even if Truma wheat became mixed with Chulin wheat, he grinds it all and permits it, and this shows that the permission is due to Bittul and not because we assume that the Truma came to his hand. Rapachis Mechameshis Revoim Betrua, the Mishnah said that less than five quarter calves of grain are exempt from Chala. Amar Rabbi, I should say Avuna, Hadad Amar Kishihoi Pachis Mechameshis Revoim, Avim Hayu, Chameshis Revoim, Mesum Samim, Levada. Ravuna inferred that this teaches that less than five quarters are exempt, but if they were exactly five quarter calves, no, they're not exempt. Rav Yosi Rabun, b'shem of Ravuna, Lai al Hada is Amos, Ela al Hadad, Amar Rav Yochanan Meduma, Patam in Achala, Safing Meduma, Shusei Hane Echal, Meshum Dimua, Chaya Bechala. Rav Yosi Rabun, quoting Ravuna, said that this was not said about this, but rather about Rav Yochanan's teaching that Meduma is exempt from Chala, Safing Meduma, which is eaten in spite of Dimur means even non-Kayan permitted is obligated in Chala. Aleh Rav Yosi Ravun, v'shem Rav Ravuna, hadad itma, kishahayu Yose, mechameshes Ravoyim, avadim hayu chameshes Ravoyim, mesumsomim, petura menachala. About this, Rav Yosi Ravun, quoting Rav Ravuna, said that this was said when there are more than five quarters and there are five quarters without the Truma. If there are exactly five quarters, it's exempt from Chala.